What up, dude? And welcome to the Kurt Steele Podcast, your trusted source for Detroit Lions news and rumors. On this week, we switched things up in week 13 of the NFL. They had my cause, my cleats. Well, this week, we're going to do my cause, my show. And the cause this week is autism awareness. Eric Schlitt, managing editor of ProdDetroit.com, comes through the show and talks about his journey as an autism dad. And we have Tyrell Caldwell. He specializes in ABA therapy for those with autism. Make sure you follow the show over there on KurtSteele.com or your favorite podcast platform. Buckle up, buttercup, and watch your kneecaps. It's time to start the show. Hey, welcome back to the show. You know we're right here on Kurt Steele Podcast, your trusted source for Detroit Lions news and rumors. And I'm talking to Eric Schlitt. He's back, but for a different purpose this time. And if anyone didn't know, last week in the NFL was my cause, my cleats. So I decided to do a my cause, my cleats show. So this is my cause. And if you don't know, Kurt is an autism parent. But I wanted to talk to another autism parent, an autism dad, Eric Schlitt from Pride of Detroit, man. So welcome back, Eric.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me on. I know it's an important topic that hits home with you and it hits home with me. So I'm happy to help expand whatever the people are interested in. And hopefully we can do that.
Right. Now, you have an 11-year-old daughter, Brooklyn, who was who has autism. Now, how old was she when she was diagnosed with autism?
Pretty early. I think it was around 18 months when we really started noticing that she had some delays, right? My background is actually in social work. My wife was a teacher at the time, is now a principal. So we were somewhat familiar with some of the cues. And at around 18 months, we started, you know, assessing some things that weren't quite right. We took her into speech therapy around that age. She got into early on education, which is something that is designed for kids with special needs at around 2.5. And then she was officially diagnosed, later medically. But it was quite early in her life that it was a very noticeable characteristic in a lot of her personalities and just mannerisms and some of the delays that she had.
Right. Now we're in the rare club of special needs parents with autism, but you're even in a rare class because girls are only one of four individuals with autism are girls or women. So that has to be a challenge. So speaking of that, what is your greatest challenge as an autism dad?
Well, I mean, every day is different, right? And every child with autism is different. And so it's a matter of trying to figure out the best way to come to an understanding, whether it's a communicative delay or whatever the case may be. With my daughter, she has pretty good speech, but she has a hard time stringing together multiple words, right? Obviously, she has a lot of the other traits that come with autism, but one of the hardest things is just trying to figure out what her thought process is. And while she can communicate some things with us, it's the hardest part is really trying to understand the motivation behind some of her actions, right? And that's a changing process. And sometimes you when you get it figured out, you can connect dot A and B, right? And then she'll be connecting dots A and C a couple weeks later, right? And so it's always this evolving like process of trying to figure out why is she making decisions the way she is because she has a hard time expressing it, or if she's feeling emotions about something, how to it's learning how to communicate and trying to figure out exactly what she's trying to tell us. That's a constant challenge. I mean, we're almost a decade into this now. And it's part of the process of dealing with you know, anyone who has a delay is that you want to make sure that you understand. I want to make sure I understand her as completely as I can. And that's, it takes, you know, a little longer sometimes. And that's just part of the process.
Right. Now, let's go to some lighthearted stuff because we love our kiddos, you know, especially. Sure. What do you do for fun with Brooklyn?
Well, it depends. It depends on time of year. She's very routine oriented, right? So in the summertime, she loves to swim. You know, like with most students with, or most children with autism, movement is good. Some children are more soothed by movement or certain textures. For her, she enjoys water. She enjoys repetitive like movement. And so swimming is a very natural thing. I can't go swimming in Michigan in December. Unless you go to a pool, right, which we do sometimes. You know, we go to an indoor facility. We're right by a university that has a very nice special needs program for children with autism, and they have an indoor pool that we can use. But it's not something that she can do on the daily. So I have a swing set that I put Christmas lights on, and we can light it up, and she can swing at night if she wants to. She loves music. So we go to things where there's there's a music component, right? Whether it's a downtown lights facility that has like somebody playing music on the corner, or whether it's a holiday activity or whatever it is. We try and focus in on like whatever it is at that time of the year that she's, you know, very routine and focused on and that she enjoys. And so it'll depend. Like, she enjoys animals, so we go to the farm in the springtime, right? And it's just you try and incorporate you know, these sensory motor activities, hands-on things that you can do, and you get a collection of different activities that you can do with her. Over, you know, you just stockpile these resources, right? And then it's just about being able, once you have these resources, it's being able to tap into them and utilize them, because resources are a massive, you know, component of being a parent with a child with autism.
Okay. Now, final question. What is your biggest reward? Like, what makes your heart sing about being a autism dad?
Well, I think it's the little victories, right? It's any of these little things that, like, sometimes it's just figuring it out what she's trying to communicate. Like if you figuring out her shortcuts and being able to communicate with her, you know, on her at her speech pattern or at her level. Like one of the things that I enjoy most is that I have the ability to communicate with her almost nonverbally, where I can look at her. We have our routines, things that we go to. When I watch television with her, she likes watching football with me, and she sits on the couch next to me, and she tucks her legs right underneath my thighs. And when the team scores a touchdown, she claps along with everybody, and it's fun, it's exciting. And so she is making an effort to connect with me, and that's really an important thing, because not every parent gets that, and I do, and so I really appreciate those things of being able to just sit at her with, you know, at peace. And if I'm watching television, she likes to watch with me. Like when I do film study for the draft, she comes into my office and she sits in the chair and we watch football together, and we watch it. We do films. It's great. And so those are very rewarding victories, and they're small things that, you know, I might take for granted with my other two children. But with her, I know the effort that she's making. I know how the steps that she has to go to get there. And so that really warms your heart when you know that she's purposefully trying to spend time with you.
Well, thanks again, Eric. I appreciate you sharing your story of being an autism dad. When we come back, I will talk with Tyrell Caldwell. He is a board certified behavioral analyst, and he does ABA therapy for individuals with autism. Welcome back to the show, people. And you know, we're doing a little something different right here on the Curse Sale Podcast, your trusted source for Detroit Lions news and rumors. And it is, or last week was, my cause, my cleats. And a lot of players in the NFL wore autism speaks or autism awareness cleats. And it has a special place in my heart because my youngest child, Curtis III, he has autism. And I'm bringing in, he is, now make sure I get this title correct there, Mr. Carwood. He is Tyrell Carwood. He is a board-certified behavioral analyst, BCBA. Is that correct, Mr. Carwood?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Now, he worked with my son, Curtis, with Applied Behavioral Analysis, which is ABA. And it's a program that helps individuals with autism. It's kind of therapeutic. But before we get into what ABA is, Mr. Carwell, when did you get involved with helping people with autism?
So I got involved with ABA in 2015. Before that, I was working in group homes, and I was working in the EC classrooms at various schools in the area, in the Fayetteville area. And while I was in those places, I wondered whether or not I was actually having an impact. And while I was in the EC classrooms, one of the teachers told me about ABA. I was like, what's that? You know, and how can I be a part of it? And then she told me about, you know, the clinical setting that she worked in. And that's how I was introduced to ABA.
Okay. Now, you answered my question there. So let me get to the next question. What specifically is ABA?
So ABA is Applied Behavior Analysis. And what we do on the applied side, because there's two sides, the applied and more of the experimental side, which you see in like these colleges and universities, and they make their articles. So we take those articles and we try to apply them to everyday life. So we're trying to teach individuals how to use adaptive skills, right? So let's say if they're having a hard time with haircuts, because this is something common that I've seen. We do desensitization, or we teach different calming techniques for these individuals to use when they're in stressful situations. So ways to de-escalate crises that they may be experiencing in everyday life.
Right. Because if you don't know, and like I've experienced this as a parent with autistic person, they have things with sensory. They don't like to be touched. You know, it's a sensory issue, and it can cause a meltdown. So yeah, that's definitely good. So how else can like ABA help individuals on the spectrum?
So we try to teach alternative skills, and we work in various settings. So not only do we work in a home setting, but we work in a school setting. I've done outings with patients if they're going to the supermarket or to the store, and maybe they're having a particularly tough time adapting to that environment. We can also go into daycares. So we address these issues in various settings.
Right. So you're teaching them how to cope in life, in the classroom and at home. Those things have all been integral parts of helping individuals with autism. Now, before we let you go, and thank you for joining us right here on the Curse Deal Podcast, your trusted source for Detroit Lions news and rumors. Like I said, we're switching it up today. We're doing my cause right here on the show. And what is your biggest reward in working with individuals with autism?
Oh, man. My biggest reward is the feedback that I get from the families. You know, after putting in work with these families and seeing the progression of the child. And sometimes it's not just children that I work with. Sometimes I get adults as well, and seeing their progression, seeing the appreciation that they have, because, you know, sometimes it gets overlooked, or a lot of our clients move away, like after a couple of months of being here and receiving services. But just them looking back and, you know, giving a small token of gratitude or being appreciative for the changes that they've been experiencing in their lives. It really means a lot.
All right. Thank you again. Now, Tyrell Carwell, he is a BCBA. He works at Autism Therapeutic Services in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And full discretion, he has worked with my son, my youngest son, Curtis Steele III, as his BCBA. And we thank you again for all the work that you have done with our loved ones, our children, our special ones, man. Thank you again. And hey, come right back. We will close out the show. Thanks to Eric Slitt, managing editor over at ProudOfDetroit.com, and Tyrell Carwood of Autism Therapeutic Services for coming to the show today and spreading the love with autism awareness. As always, you can find the show on KurtSteele.com, or you can follow myself on Twitter at CurtisSteele14. This is Curt Steele, and I will holla at you real soon.